Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy, the Whippy.
To the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the meme. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepared to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today I'm going to be asking the question, is Biden really better? Is he really an improvement from Trump? Short answer right now, no. I personally do not believe that he is. Like, as much as people said when Trump was in office, he's made as a laughing stock. He's made as... People didn't fuck with him. People didn't talk about him like he was a freaking doddering old fool. No one... Like, you knew if... You knew... He was not afraid to drop a fucking bomb on your ass. He was not afraid to actually do shit. Was he surrounded by bad advisors? Yes, he was. But the thing is, the thing that pisses me off more than anything is the fact that the media, the public, gives this man a pass. They don't put his feet to the fire the same way they put Trump's feet to the fire. If this man made a fucking typo, it was 3 weeks of is he kofefe? Is he right to be president? There must be something wrong with his brain. Kofefe. What? Kofefe. Like, really? This man forgets his fucking address while he's standing in the place that he's at, and he gets a fucking pass. The man during the G7 summit has made America look weak. He's made us look like complete assholes. And now you got Russia and China taking liberties. China was, when Trump was in office, China was going to work with us. Now China's trying to try to like push its territories to try to take over other countries, to try to stretch us out to protect our allies. Okay, yeah, great. Thanks. Thanks, Biden. Thank you, Joey. And then Kamala, who finally says something I agree with, because sounds a lot what Trump would say, stay the fuck home to Guatemala and stay home. But guess what? Money bet. There's going to be even more deportations. There's going to be more deportations under Biden Harris in the next three and a half years than Trump did in his entire fucking term in office. Because they get a fucking pass. They get a fucking pass to do the shit that they would crucify anybody, any conservative, any Republican, any libertarian. Or they'll just throw out, he's a racist. So is Kamala a racist? She's not Hispanic. She's not Latina. I don't care what's next. She's going to claim that she is. First she's Asian, then she's black, and now she's going to be like, I'm Latina. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Like, what the fuck? Is that what she's going to do? Like, have that same energy. At least have that same energy. My predictions are Bitcoin is going to shoot through the roof. It's only a matter of time before it's like $100,000 a Bitcoin. It's only a matter of time. So get your investments in. Invest. That's all I can say. Invest. Make your money. Protect your money. Make and protect your money. Don't be greedy. Just do what you got to do. Because it's just like, you know, and don't fall for these scams where, oh, we're going to make money. Another prediction. And it's going to prove that Alex Jones was right again. The next cryptocurrency, the Amero. Watch. And it's going to be controlled by the central banking cartels. Watch. Money bet, the Amero. The Amero is going to be a cryptocurrency. And it's going to be work between Canada, United States, and Mexico. The North American Union. They're going to push it. And honestly, that's when we as Americans are going to lose even more rights. And you know what? The only thing I could see in this to push back, invest in Bitcoin, invest in other independent cryptocurrencies. Don't go fall for the cryptocurrencies that are endorsed by governments. Well, not even endorsed. Scratched endorsed. Created by governments. Cause it's just gonna be worse than fiat. But then back to Biden, this doddering old fool. I'm scared. I'm pissed off. I'm just like, why? How is this better? How is this better? And especially to the people that didn't vote. Oh, I hate Trump, but I hate Biden. Like, you don't even bother trying. No one tried. Don't bother. Like, most of the people on the other side that were like, racist, homophobic, and xenophobic, phobic. That's it. Phobic. Honestly, it's just, let me turn on the Google voice. That way I can get people to call in. Google. Oh, goodness. I should have done an update. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, that I haven't done a show in the past two and a half weeks. I was in the hospital. I had like really bad stomach bug. And like with that, you know, vomiting and pooping and all that crap, and my shit, my blood pressure went up. I was like dehydrated like a motherfucker. So I was stuck in the ER for a couple days. I was under observation. Anyways, I turned on Google Voice. So if you guys want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. You guys could see it on the thing there. I also want to announce that I started a new website, crotchshotradio.xyz. So that's crotchshotradio.examineyourzipper, XYZ. So check that out. It is, I'm working on it. I'm still working on it. It's still being built. So it's just going to improve as time goes on. I just figured it's time for me to have my own little independent place on the net in case I'm shut down everywhere else. I am going to be launching my attacks from this website, where I can finally be as free as I want to be. Oh, God, no sound coming through the Twitch. Is it really crap on a stick? All right, let me see. There's no sound coming through the Twitch. Crap on... Okay, no, okay, it is working. All right. So, yeah, I got the sound going. All right, good. All right. No, man, I've been having sound troubles with this. So if anybody is an expert with Ubuntu, let me know. I use a mixer, so that way I could plug this bad boy in. So far, it's working. So, but anyways, been having... Also, that's another thing, having technical issues. Oh, wow, someone already low-rated it. Ah, someone already thumbs down it. Like, damn. Love my haters. Love my haterbs. But, yeah, back to Biden. Like, this dude, he's using cue cards. There was no reason for him to meet with Putin. So he was immediately in a position of weakness. Something that Trump would not have. Say whatever you will about Trump, he wouldn't have needed a fucking cue card. Like, go ahead, let him talk off the dome, man. And that's why a lot of people liked him. He spoke from his heart. Well, actually, he's from New York. He spoke from his balls. And you needed someone that wasn't going to pull any punches. You need someone that's going to say, tell Russia, go fuck yourself. You need someone to tell China, go fuck itself. You need us more than we need you. And that's a fact. That's a fact. We are strong if we are allowed to be strong. But you got people like Kamala Harris, people like Joe Biden, people like Chucky Schumer, and other demon rats and foreign cabals and whatnot that fucking want to put a stranglehold on us, on our productivity, on our freedoms. It's just like, okay, well, you know what? I'm really starting to agree with anarchy, with the anarchist to a certain extent. A certain amount of anarchy is warranted. A certain amount. I mean, it's time. Like, and what I mean by that is, you know, little by little, doing stuff independently to where you don't really need the government. If there's a way to generate your own electricity, you do that. If there's a way to, like, get your own water source, do that. Grow your own food, definitely do that. If you're in the cities, like, it's going to be a little bit harder, but there's still ways to do to become more independent. Is it going to be hard? Yes, it is going to be hard. So it's definitely, you know, definitely a thing. It's definitely, you know, definitely what needs to be done. It's time to start, like, not so it really, I mean, because if you got these people, it's like, we got to stop. Like, honestly, I remember someone that I used to be friends with. Stop asking permission for shit. Do it yourself. I mean, start saving your money. Convert it to Bitcoin. Convert it to gold and silver. Convert it to something that isn't going to lose value, that's going to gain value. I'm not talking about comic books and baseball cards, people. I'm talking about some real shit. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not talking out of my ass. I'm doing it. I'm trying to become more independent as we speak. I mean, when it comes to food and shit. Not because I'm fucking cheap. But, you know, there's a way to do it. And I'm going to figure out a way how to do it. And I'm going to show you guys how to do it for free. I'm not going to be like Luke Rakowski, where I'm going to live in someone's fucking backyard for like 2-3 months and then charge people thousands of dollars to, like, survive in this training. Like, kiss my ass, Luke. Fucking tired of his scamming ass. I mean, this is the first time I've spoken about that faggot. I mean, I'm tired of him. I'm fucking tired of him. He's on Tim Pool. I'm tired of, like, he's on Tim Pool. I got, you know, I see his dumb fucking face. And he's probably sleeping on Tim's couch, not even practicing what he preaches. He's just fucking lucked out on like freaking catching all these rubes, giving them money. But anyways, I digress. I mean, under Biden, everything is getting more expensive, which is why we need to start getting slowly but surely, or as quickly, well, not slowly but surely, but as much as we can get off the grid. I mean, they already came out that some people that went into the Capitol building were fucking feds. I wasn't even fucking surprised. I was like, no shit. I could have told you that, and I didn't even have to fucking know anything. I just, no shit. You kidding? You're kidding. So, I mean, is it really better? Gas is up. Productivity is down. The price of gas is up. Okay. Yeah, great. Which means energy, electricity will go up. Like, I don't understand. And I will never understand why people don't want to fucking make money. It's like, money is evil. Money is evil. Okay. Yet you want free shit. How did you pay for that shit? It's just supposed to happen. Like, okay. Most people don't want to work. Most people don't work for free. Explain that shit to me. And by the way, if you guys check, please check out crutchoutradio.xyz. That's crutchoutradio.xyz. And click on the live stream link, or just go to crutchoutradio.xyz/live. And you can watch the show from there, or you can listen to the show, listen to the podcast. In case you don't want to watch my mug, you just want to hear me in the background. Well, you could do both, but I mean, I'm on live now on Spreaker because I'm doing a simulcast on the Spreaks, as we call it. But again, call me 347-927-6824. That's 347-927-6824. That's Spanish for four. I'm just kidding. It's so stupid. So, but again, I mean, I got to stress, look, all I'm saying is have the same energy that you put Trump's feet to the fire, which fine. I mean, I can argue that some of it just was not fair. Especially when it came to the whole Covfefe thing or look how he stands. I'm like, and so fucking what? That's all you got? Okay, how's about we do about how this motherfucking stutters? No, we hear nothing about how the way this motherfucker stutters. Like, we're gonna do the thing. Like, what? Huh? What? Joey, shut up. Like, Joey, get off the fucking roof. Like, shut up. I'm surprised we're not gonna. I would be surprised if we don't hear stories about how he walked around bottomless around thinking he's Donald Duck. Think about Joe Biden walking around the White House thinking he's fucking Donald Duck. Fucking goofball. But again, yeah, have that same fucking energy. Have that same fucking energy. Like, I don't get what the fucking problem is. Like, hold his feet to the fire like you hold everyone else's feet to the fire. Like how you held Trump's feet to the fire, hands and feet to the fire. You guys even had, they even made up shit that he had to answer for. Made him freaking over and over denounce white supremacy over and 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 over again. Like, Biden has made us look like complete assholes. I honestly, at this point, whether I want to be feared or fucking laughed at and goofed on, I'd rather be feared. Is Biden better than Trump? I'm thank you for coming late, Joe. I mean, is he better? I'm asking. Cause I mean the way the man's been fucking up, the way the man's been making us look on the world stage, is he really better? Is he better than Trump? Joey, if you wanna call in, numbers 347-927-6824, I dare you call in. Call in, Joe. Joe, call in. I dare you. I dare you, Joe. I mean, the left likes is like, oh my god, we finally got rid of Trump. We got Joe. He's better. Like, how? How is this douche knuckle better than fucking Trump? Like, explain that shit to me. I mean, at least, I'm just giving the bare minimum. At least, at least fucking hold him to the fire. Like, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. Like, just come on. And then when he acts like a complete asshole, hold his feet to the fire more. Trip him up like how you tried to chirp up Trump. Like, I don't fucking understand this shit. It's so fucking frustrating. I mean, that's the one credit I could give fucking Antifa. At least they don't give a fuck about anything. They hope both. They don't care who's in office. They just hate fucking government. Well, no, not that they hate government. They just hate working. Antifa just hates working. They will work very hard to do nothing all day long. Biden's a racist. I mean, I'm not even screaming, oh, Biden's a racist. I don't, like, honestly, I don't know. Do I care? No, I don't. It'll just prove the hypocrisy to me. But I don't see how he's better. I don't see how him, in the short time he's been in office, it hasn't been an improvement. They still, like, honestly, the news organizations still talk about Trump. The man's been out of office. Pretty soon it's going to be a year he's been out of office. They're still talking shit. Like, he could do something. Assholes. I'm fucking tired of, like, honestly, all right. Like, you're that worried that he's gonna run again. What is it that you have to lose? Honestly, when Trump was in office, I was making shit. I was making money. Shit was improving for me. Now I gotta fucking bust my ass even harder just to fucking, what you call it? Just to, like, not grind to a halt. Not even advance, just not grind to a fucking halt. Like, thanks, Joey. And then you got fucking Kamala, who, if Trump would have said the shit that she said to Guatemalans, he would have been crucified. Crucified. Guatemalan, stay home. Like, oh, okay. Crucified. If Trump would have said that, crucified. But wait, Kamala's fucking Hispanic now, I guess. Right? Is that the story we're going with today? Is that what we're doing? Is that what's really good in the hood? Is that what's really goody? Like, explain that shit to me. I just don't know, man. I do know. The answer is he's not better. Not better at all. Like, at all. This has just been a fucking slide. A fucking slide. Not good. So, freaking playing fucking cue cards and shit. Like, like, golly. Like, cute, fucking having, like, flashcards and shit. Like, having a cheat sheet. Like, forget. I bet Putin was like, look at this fucking dickhead. It's like, he's our president. Oh, shit. He's the fucking president. He's the motherfucker that these other cocksuckers wanted to represent us. Because they couldn't take Trump. Okay. I rather the loose cannon than the fucking than the guy with the dementia. The guy that doesn't know where the fuck he's at. The guy where everyone points and starts laughing at him like he's a fucking asshole. Like, I, like, honestly, I would rather be like, damn, fucking asshole. Instead of like, look at this asshole. Like, no, I mean, you get, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I lying? Like, somebody tell me, am I lying? Oh, shit. Look at that asshole. Oh, shit. Look at that asshole. There's a fucking difference. Is the point I'm trying to make. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to have President Kamala in a couple years. We're going to have the Amero, a cryptocurrency called the Amero. In fact, they'll try probably, you know, if worse comes to worse, it's probably going to replace our dollar. And that's what they use to shut us to, like, if we're not good little slaves, they'll shut it off and we can't buy food or anything like that. That's what they'll use. For the social credit score, too. That is exactly what they'll use. That's what they'll do. I already see it happening. You know, oh, shit, we realized that you were part of the riots in back in January 6th in 2020, 2021. We're going to have to shut down your Amero wallet so that way you won't be able to buy nothing. No due process. Just pew, all powered by Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, you really got zucked at that point. Am I wrong? Am I wrong or right? Am I wrong or right? I don't know. You tell me. Am I off base or is it making sense, my predictions? We, like, honestly, us looking for saviors is over. The days of looking for saviors is over. We got to look in the mirror. We got to look in the mirror. We got to start working with each other. And honestly, if people don't want to get with the program, fuck them. Oh, Joe is at least committed. I think Joe, what are you doing to me, Joe? Joe's like, Joe at least is committed to stopping the ever-growing threat of white supremacy that threatens the very fabric of our nation. It was right there on his teleprompter. Yep, damn Skippy. Yeah, he and that, it was spelt that way too, because he's like, "Whoa, no, the white supremacy," and you know, they do the, you know, the thing, you know, the thing with the hoods and the fire and the crosses and shit, and you know the thing. It's like, you know, is Camilla still part of it? Oh, so I still can't say the N-word. All right, shit. All right, white supremacy. I mean, look, I've come across my own fucking group of white supremacists. Basically a bunch of butthurt fucking pieces of shit cowards that think, oh my God, the world is out to get us. Like, shut up. Act like fucking Black Lives Matter, like you're a fucking endangered species. Fucking grow the fuck up. Fucking honestly, whites and blacks, man. Y'all motherfuckers get me fucking sick sometimes. It's like, oh, we're an endangered species. Oh, they're trying to wipe us out. Both of you have sing the same motherfucking song. But do no fucking real change. All you do is fucking complain, 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 and fuck shit up. That's all you do. And then you expect, boop, to fucking clean it up. I mean, thank you for the job security. Fucking tired of it. We got bigger fish to fry. White, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. It's okay to be white. It's okay. Oh, blacks are being killed. Shut the fuck up. Here's an idea. Stop fucking committing crimes. Fucking rebuild your fucking communities. Here's an idea. Here's a better idea. Fucking buy fucking get together. Form like co-ops. Freaking stuff, you know. Buy up property, start businesses, start your own fucking marketplaces, and both whites and blacks and Latins and everybody else, start doing that shit. Work in communities and then fucking trade with each other. Oh shit, these chitlins taste good. Oh, you here? Have some of my apples with the chitlins, and here we'll do an exchange for the chitlins and the apples and the fucking here's some cash and shit. Oh, we don't have to report it and fucking pay taxes? Win, you know? Fuck. But of course, it takes the spick to fucking think big picture, right? It takes the spick from Brooklyn to fucking think big picture instead of fucking, oh, white people, black people, me. Shut the fuck up. Like, this fucking racism shit fucking is just so fucking annoying because everyone acts like a goddamn victim. I'm a racism. No, the way they're trying to exterminate the white population. No, they're trying to exterminate blacks. Everyone's a victim, and that which means no one's a victim. Negates everything, don't it? Fucking tired of it. Goodness, honestly, I should have really been named this episode. You know what grinds my gears? But I am sick of racism. I am sick of racism. I'm sick of the bitching of racism. That's more accurate. I'm sick of the bitching of racism. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Black Lives Matter. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. No, I'm a victim. I'm more of a victim. No, I'm more of a victim. Shut the fuck up. If it's really that bad for you, form your own damn communities. Get together. Put your money together. I got an even better idea. Chase out all the fucking riffraff from your respective communities, like the pedophiles, the drug dealers, the gangbangers, the pimps. Freaking chase them out. Don't glorify them. Chase them out. And if need be, execute them. You know. Get them out of your fucking communities. Relegate the white supremacists, the real ones, the knuckleheads, far away. Oh, okay. That number, Joe wants the number. That number again is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. 2-4. Let me make sure that doesn't ring. in case you guys want to call in. I mean, I'm like, is it really better? Like, I'm just sick of everyone. Like, and honestly, I'm probably going to get fucking... Oh, and here's another thing. I did a show about the COF, about the COF being in it, possibly being an inside job, and that shit got struck down. It got deleted over here on YouTube. Luckily, I was able to get another copy. It's on my BitChute. And you know what? Pretty soon, I'm just going to upload it onto crutchoutradio.xyz. And tell your friends and family, go to crutchoutradio.xyz and check it out. So, Joe, are you calling? I'm waiting. So, guys, you want to call in the numbers 347-927-6824. And honestly, I'm just not going to put up with fucking stupid shit. Like, if you guys call in, stay on fucking topic. Because, you know, some of the caller that I got like brought up some other dumb shit that like and okay and trans rights forever, suck my dick, trans rights forever. I'm like, okay, and okay. No one's against trans rights. Like, what the fuck? I have all the rights you want. So, except the right to fucking tell me who the fuck. Man, I'm thirsty. Like, geez. I guess all I'm really asking for is some fucking accountability, really.
All right. Call from. To accept, press 1.
Yes, Joe?
Is this Louis B?
No, this is Senator Bill de Blasio.
No, bullshit. I know it's you.
Yeah, of course. What the fuck?
Hey, I just wondered what you thought about this Joe Biden. Didn't he, am I wrong about this, or didn't he eulogize KKK Grand Cyclops or some shit? I can't remember what they call it. Grand Cyclops of the KKK?
I guess that sounds, I don't know. I think he did. I don't know. Like, I don't know that for sure. Hold on. Let me see. Let's Google that. Joe.
I think it might have been Robert Byrd, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Byrd. Okay. All right. This is fact. Okay, this is Reuters. Okay, so take this with a grain of salt. Let me share the screen for everyone that is watching. All right. Share. All right. Wait, do I got this? Okay. Yeah, all right. Fact check. Robert Byrd, eulogized by Joe Biden at funeral, was not KKK Grand Wizard. Okay, well, social media, again, Reuters, grain of salt. Social media users have been sharing content online that claims Democratic presidential nominee Biden eulogized Robert Byrd, asserting that he was a Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, or as I like to call him, the Clean Corners Crew. The claim is partly false, though various various prominent politicians eulogized Byrd at his funeral. The senator was never the Grand Wizard of the KKK. He was
he's Grand Cyclops.
Grand Cyclops. He was actually a janitor and occasional cock gobbler of the KKK. He was acknowledged and apologized for his membership during his youth.
Right.
Okay. So, well, you know what?
No, so how much of this is just, you know, these people are protesting a little bit too much, as Shakespeare said. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, the thing is, if we're going to use the left's rules, doesn't matter. There is no use to be part of the KKK. It's like sucking the dick.
Right.
It's like sucking a dick. You can't unsuck a dick. You're, no matter if you fuck pussy for the rest of your life, you're gay. You're still gay because you suck that one dick. There is no.
Well, at least bi.
Well, no, you're gay. There's the men. Men can be bi as soon as you get a dick and you're gay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's
just, well, that's all I wanted to bring up. But are you having are you still have a line to Mercedes Carrera?
Yes, I do. You know, you could write to her from prison. She loves letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could put some money on her books. You know, I soon hopefully am able to get her back on. I'll hopefully get some news that I could share, but at the moment I can't share any news yet.
Okay.
But she gave me some stuff. She gave me she told me about this article, which I got, that that the vaccine for the COVID was created back in 2019.
Oh yeah.
Do
you remember which one that was? Was that the Pfizer one?
No, Moderna.
Oh, Moderna. Okay.
Interesting. In case you guys wanna check that out, that's the Scientific American. Let me get that proper. Let me get the proper what you call it. I mean, if you guys want me to send you a copy, email me at crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. That's crotchoutradio@yahoo.com, and I'll send it to you. So that way you guys don't have to pay for it, because fuck them. If they're going to freaking hide the truth, they don't deserve your dollars. But
yeah, and it's not even that hard to hide it. I mean, they can't even really hide it anymore, can they?
Well, they do try to, like, fucking erase it, but I mean...
Sure.
Which is,
but that only works for normies, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, does this mean I'm not a normie? Nice.
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
You don't seem like one.
Oh, okay. Good. Is that sometimes I wonder. So, okay.
Well, you're not a midwit at the very least.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, anyhow, that's all I want to know. Keep on keeping on, brother.
All right. Salam alaikum. Alaikum assalam. Okay, whatever. So, that was Joe.
Like,
and he's listening to himself. Okay, that's cute. All right, that Joe. So, it just, in fact, hold on. Let me see if I can try to find it. Because where the fuck did I put that shit? Scientific American. Wait. Love letter. Man. But again, check out my website while you're at it. It's crotchoutradio.xyz. That's crotchoutradio.xyz. Where the flip is it? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let me share the screen. Share the screen with you guys. It is this, the Scientific American. Whoops. Time crystals. This is Scientific American. The November 2019 issue of Scientific American, and you go all the way to, where the hell is it? Climate Checker. All right, where the flip is it? Okay, wait. mRNA. Ah, okay. Here it is. Killing the messenger. Another way to precisely the flu strains. And look how it's all. Yep. So that's all I'm going to show you, because last time I showed you, I did a show on that. They gave me a fucking strike. You two gave me a strike and banned me from live streaming for a week and uploading videos for a fucking week. So I can't even talk about it on the YouTubage. It's just totally fucked. It's totally fucked. So, anyways. Wow. It's midnight. So anyways, like to thank Joe for calling in. Like to thank everyone for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe to however you listen to the show. Please share the show. Check out crotchshotradio.xyz. That's crotchshotradio.xyz. Tell everyone about crotchshotradio.xyz. That's crotchshotradio.examine your zipper. Explore it, play around with it. Tell me what you think about it at crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. And but anyways, that's me for tonight. As always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
What's the next step? The ring's coming in my life. What's next for me to learn?
Good night, everybody.